Zoomtopia 2025. Innovation, AI, and the future work. Mark Vina Image, created using ChatGPT AI, the annual Zoomtopia event has become something of a barometer for the future work. This year's virtual gathering on September 17th carried the theme Zoom for the People, a phrase that framed the company's strategy around empowerment, human connection, and artificial intelligence. However, the big question looming over the event was whether Zoom could innovate fast enough to remain central in a world shifting back to the office, while also keeping pace with the AI race that has engulfed every technology company. Let's walk through the five key questions this year's event raised, and answered, at least in part. Is Zoom innovating enough to overcome the back-to-the-office trend? The elephant in the room at Zoomtopia was the undeniable drift of U.S. employers back toward in-person work. From financial services firms mandating 3 days a week in the office to tech companies quietly trimming remote options, the pendulum has swung back after the all-remote extremes of 2020-2022. That shift doesn't kill the need for video conferencing, but it certainly threatens a growth curve Zoom enjoyed in its early pandemic surge. Zoom's answer? Make meetings not just a substitute for being in person, but something more valuable. CEO Eric Yuan emphasized that Zoom is now an AI work platform, not just a communication tool. He underscored that the company is reinventing how people live and work, blending video, voice, and automation into workflows that aim to turn moments of connection into milestones of completion. The introduction of more advanced AI companion features and discussions about building digital twins of users suggest that Zoom wants to make remote or hybrid meetings more productive than anything that could happen in a traditional conference room. Here's the challenge. Will that be enough? For employees who view remote meetings as second best, or for companies convinced culture requires hallway conversations, Zoom's innovations may not entirely neutralize the gravitational pull of the office. Is Zoom adopting AI quickly and comprehensively enough? If one theme dominated Zoomtopia 2025, it was, to no one's surprise, artificial intelligence. Yuan's keynote featured his own AI avatar, playfully introduced as a way to save him untold hours of laborious, repetitive tasks. Beyond the novelty, Zoom revealed a deeper strategy, AI Companion 3.0, which now integrates note-taking, meeting summarization, task automation, and eventually digital twin technology. The vision is ambitious. A digital twin would know your preferences, contacts, and workflows well enough to handle scheduling, travel, and even parts of project execution. Yuan was clear that users remain the boss, but the promise is a personal AI manager living inside Zoom. Other announcements reinforced the AI-first strategy. The company highlighted three priorities: improving meeting effectiveness, delivering line-of-business value across various industries, and transforming Zoom into an AI-driven platform. Customers from Talkspace to Upwork demonstrated how AI-enhanced Zoom workflows are already creating efficiencies and new opportunities. Still, differentiation remains tricky. Microsoft has integrated Copilot into Teams and made it a fundamental element of Windows. Google continues to build AI into Workspace and its Beam video platform. Even Cisco is layering AI into WebEx. Zoom's AI push is bold, but whether it will feel distinctly different or simply catch up remains to be seen. What is Zoom's overall strategy as articulated in the keynote? Zoom's leadership used Zoomtopia to distill its strategy into three pillars, all tied to the company's mission of connecting people progress. 1. It just works. Zoom continues to stake its reputation on being more straightforward, intuitive, and secure than its competitors. This ease narrative remains core. 2. Make every second count. With AI Companion taking on busy work, summarizing conversations, assigning action items, and integrating with external tools, Zoom aims to give workers back their time. 3. What matters to you? Zoom frames its platform as customer-driven, whether for solopreneurs, SMBs, or large enterprises. Yuan emphasized that Zoom builds with our customers, not just for them. Layered on top of those pillars are new programs designed to expand Zoom's relevance. For example, CMO Kimberly Storen introduced the Zoom Solopreneur 50, an index that will spotlight individuals and micro-businesses building billion-dollar dreams on the platform. This capability ties neatly into Zoom's broader ambition: to be indispensable across all tiers of the economy, from individual consultants to multinational enterprises. Why are partnerships so crucial to Zoom's strategy? If Zoom's AI narrative is about innovation, its partnership narrative is about survival. The keynote featured high-profile collaborations with Cisco and Google, both of which could easily be seen as competitors. The Cisco deal will bring a Zoom-certified app to Cisco Room devices, underscoring Zoom's commitment to an open ecosystem. As Cisco's president and chief product officer, Jeeta Patel put it during the keynote, "You can't create walled gardens. Our technologies must work seamlessly together." For enterprise customers deeply invested in Cisco hardware, this move reduces friction and keeps Zoom in the conversation. Meanwhile, the Google Beam partnership promises a next-generation meeting experience that makes it feel like the person you're meeting is right in the same room with you. Google Beam's high-fidelity video platform, integrated directly into Zoom, is designed to enrich human connection in a way that rivals augmented or mixed reality systems. To its credit, these partnerships show Zoom's pragmatism. The company recognizes it cannot dominate hardware or cloud infrastructure as its rivals do. Instead, it seeks to integrate and amplify its efforts. By leaning into partnerships, Zoom extends its reach, avoids isolation, and reinforces its pitch as a Switzerland of workplace communications. A balanced, skeptical conclusion. Can Zoom withstand the competition? Zoomtopia 2025 painted an optimistic picture. AI-driven features, bold digital twin visions, philanthropic commitments to AI education, and marquee partnerships gave the event plenty of headline-worthy content. The company's leaders position Zoom as not only a conferencing tool, but a platform that supercharges human collaboration with AI. Yet skepticism lingers. The back-to-the-office trend, while not universal, is real in the United States. If more organizations default to in-person meetings, the absolute ceiling on Zoom's usage could flatten. Furthermore, Zoom faces entrenched rivals with enormous advantages. Microsoft Teams remains bundled with Office 365. Google Workspace integrates deeply with Gmail and Docs. Cisco controls the enterprise hardware layer. All three are layering AI just as aggressively as Zoom. The risk is that Zoom becomes a feature, not a platform. Its innovations may seem incremental rather than transformative if competitors introduce similar tools. Even the digital twin concept, while intriguing, competes with parallel visions emerging from OpenAI, Anthropic, and cloud providers. So, is Zoom innovating sufficiently? Yes, in the sense that it continues to release new AI-driven features and expand its ecosystem. Is it adopting AI quickly enough? Absolutely, but whether it's distinctive enough remains in question. The overall strategy, simple, AI-powered, and customer-centric, is coherent and compelling. Partnerships with Cisco and Google reinforce its relevance. In the end, Zoom may find itself fighting gravity. Hybrid work ensures a baseline demand, yet the return-to-office momentum dilutes its centrality. Competitors with broader ecosystems may outpace Zoom's standalone appeal. The company is not doomed. It is clearly still innovating. But Zoomtopia 2025 left some wondering whether innovation alone will be enough. Reproduced with permission, published initially on Tech News World. Copyright 2025 ECT News Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Mark Vina is the CEO and principal analyst at Smart Tech Research based in Las Vegas, Nevada. As a technology industry veteran for over 25 years, Mark covers many consumer tech topics, including PCs, smartphones, smart home, connected health, security, PC and console gaming, and streaming entertainment solutions. Mark has held senior marketing and business leadership positions at Compaq, Dell, Alienware, Synaptics, Sling Media, and Needle Robotics. Mark has appeared on CNBC, NBC News, ABC News, Business Today, The Discovery Channel, and other media outlets. Mark's analysis and commentary have appeared on Forbes.com and other well-known business news and research sites. His comments about consumer tech space have repeatedly appeared in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, USA Today, Tech News World, and other news publications. Mark is also a founding co-host of the Tech Stack podcast team featuring F. Rancis Sitico, Jim McGregor, Dave Altavilla, and Marco Chiappetta. You can subscribe to the Tech Stack podcast for free via The technologists of technologists are more than just tech enthusiasts. We're trusted guides in a rapidly evolving digital world. We, Smart Tech Research, like all research and tech industry analyst firms, provides or has provided paid services to technology companies. These services include research, analysis, advising, consulting, benchmarking, acquisition, or speaking sponsorships. Companies mentioned in this article may have utilized these services. Furthermore, given Smart Tech Research's expertise and its utilization of AI tools within its own practice, the company provides guidance to other businesses on employing AI in a productive and responsible manner. Smart Tech Check Podcast. Weekly podcast episodes. Watch Mark Vina's podcast with industry luminaries. Subscribe to my Smart Tech Check podcast on YouTube and to my Smart Tech Check newsletter for free on LinkedIn or Medium for updates on the most important disruptive tech topics that should be on your radar screen.